There are some hindrances to our faith, and we face them every day. The devil tell you, you never have enough money to do what you need to do. You never have the marriage that you'll be pleased with because you know she ain't this and you, and she'll say, well, he ain't gonna never do this and he don't never do that. And then he'll go, she ain't gonna, you know what you're doing? You're outside of the box. You're not saying to her what the word says. You hadn't read Ephesians chapter 5. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. How did he get the church sanctified and cleansed? By the washing of water by the word. And you, there ain't no word, that's not his word you're speaking to her. Boy, I know I'm preaching good this morning. I know it. Hallelujah. So, Abraham was 99, approaching 100 years, and Sarah 90. And God appeared to him and told him, Abraham, you're going to have a son by Sarah. And when Sarah heard the news, she lied. Mm-hmm. Huh? She lied. And then when God approached her and asked her about it, she denied it. But he said, but by the time of life, that means 9 months from this time, by the time of life, you are going to have a son. And you know what the scripture says? I'll show you, y'all can follow me. Put up there Genesis 15:6. Can't find Genesis 15:6. Find Romans 4. They all say the same thing. You found Genesis 15:6 yet? Romans 4. Look what it said. Woo. Lord Jesus, thank you. I said four, Romans 4. Genesis, have you found Genesis? Go ahead if you can find it. Genesis 15:6 says, I'm still waiting. All right, let me find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yes, he is. We praise him. We glorify him. Amen. All right, here's what it says. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. All right? And listen to what Romans 4:3 says. And what says the scripture? Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. Huh? Abraham did what? Believe God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. That's what the scripture said. I just read what the scripture said and what Paul wrote. And he believed God. He believed God. Can you imagine what those people were saying? This man is 100 years old, and he said, and he began to confess and say, I'm a father of many nations. I'm a father of many nations. I'm a father of many nations. And can you imagine what his mind was saying? Can you imagine what his body was saying? As he said that, I'm a father of many nations. Could you imagine? But the Bible says in that same chapter of Romans, he became fully persuaded that what God had promised him, he was able to perform it. Have you spent enough time with your Father and what he promised you that you're fully persuaded? Or will you allow some little storm to show up and you change your mind? Or will you stand there in the midst of the storm and declare, it is as he have said. And I shall say as he have said. And I will say it, and I will say it, and I will say it until it become my saying. Now this is what God said about it, and this is what I say about it. Hallelujah. So I don't care how many outside interference try to come in, how many circumstances try to show up, this is what I say. Oh, have we had challenges? Yes. Have it been a challenge? I know I made a big statement. My wife and I came in agreement. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. These kids don't have a choice. We made a choice. And they agreed with it. We allow people to make choices about things they have no insight and information and knowledge of how to make a right choice. We who know, we should make choices for them that they can make the right choice. You act like, and we act like that there's nothing out there. We got a world filled with demonic powers that's trying to influence our children and everything around us away from God. And we who know the truth, we stand up and we make a declaration. We declare, this is how it's going to be. Instead of walking around letting the world hoodwink you, talking about whatever going to be, going to be. No, it's not. It will be as I said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you realize that I cannot operate out of my domain, but I can operate in my domain. Where I have been given a seat of authority and ability from God, and I've been given a certain primacy, I can operate in that and keep the outside interference out of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I will suggest to you, I'll say to you again, there are some hindrances to faith. There are some hindrances to faith. Put up Timothy. Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12. Ooh. Are we accomplishing anything?